Well, finally, this I don't want to swear at it, but the system finally works. I mean, it took a freaking while, but hello, finally, we arrived at the point of you actually bloody functioning 10 minutes in. It's fucking tech. But yeah, now this motherfucker literally has a cord that's 2.5 meters long, and it's quite funny actually, because like this is a new bitch that I possess. And it's still kind of funny for the sake that it has this like mic mute option, which is, I mean, I wouldn't say ridiculous, but for fuck's sake, like I like to fiddle with like any kind of like buttons or anything you can switch on and off. And this one is a switch kind of like situation. So of course I meddled with it a few times before actually realizing that my freaking, magic fingers did the thing. Okay. So another one of these voice messages. Yeah, hi. Like, did you miss me? Guess not. But yeah, like I know that I have not been here and recording anything for the past like what, few weeks. And for most people that don't talk to me like with DMs and private stuff, they don't know what the fuck is up with me or in my life in general. Not like I'm sharing much either way, but I decided to share that this person here finally got herself a job. Well, took a fucking while, innit? But yeah, I mean, quite proud with what I got. And simultaneously, I'm at the point of like, how should I call it, flabbergasting, regarding everything that's going on because it's a mess. Like, you know when you get employed in an office, and you get in and just like everything's is like just like resemblance of dumpster fire, like dumpster trash and fire, kind of like that. It's genuinely what it looks like, honestly. It's like everything is just messy. The whole kind of like, I'll just call it like, a place kind of like divided into two specks of like people. Ones that have their own kind of like, wants and needs, and the other ones that are just like, we gotta do this shit. So it's kind of ridiculous to like observe. And just like in any bloody, group of people, you get those that genuinely love gossip. And so because of that, I just don't talk to people much. I mean, it's first off, there's not many people my age, and those my age, they're all, like family, kids, husbands, and I'm like, how should I put it? Like, like tattoos, gays, she's and days, like I'm just, mental health, bro. Like I'm kind of like into that and just like psychology and like studies and learning and I mean hi. Yeah, so quite hard, but genuinely I'm trying. And over the last week, this week, what the fuck have I been doing? I've been at work. Can you fucking believe it or not? I've been at work. It was a mess because like I was meant to have a mentor. A person to actually show me around, to show me like, oh yeah, this is what's going on, this is what you're gonna do. None of that, bitch. Like I'm just like like solo, like nailing this motherfucking dungeon. But I'm pretty damn good at it, so I don't feel bad. Like prior to that, a week back, I actually was bold enough and crazy enough to go and apply, well, try to get into, well, I mean, how should I put it right? Basically, I went to the open day of Emirates, and I was trying to get into the whole thing as like, flight crew, and I was like, "Wee, that would be so cool!" And basically, on their, web page, they said that, well, you have to have, your tattoos in a place which can be covered by, the uniform, and basically, most of the pictures are them in like uniform with long sleeves, and I'm like, I'm sorted. Little did I know. Basically, I'm on that open day in the capital, enjoying my crazy stay in another one of those hostels, and getting my bitch ass paranoid until like freaking early morning hours because my room has no key. So, I mean, I was alone in the room to start with that, and there was no key for me to lock the fucking door with. So, not really safe, is it? But besides that, with the lack of fucking sleep, I managed to get into that open day, and I'm like, I'm gonna be so fine, like, bitch. And there's like around like 17 people of us, like 18, 17, basically, like, we're sorted. Toasty. Like everybody's looking dope and they're like, so gorgeous and so handsome. And I'm like, holy shit. These tall people, like, I look like a fucking hobbit next to these freaking elves. Like, what the fuck? Like, that was like, I just genuinely started to recently feel like a bloody hobbit because there's so many tall people around me. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't know what the fuck people be feeding them, but damn. So, yeah, like, weird. Well, besides that, I'm like there, and there's these cool people, and like half of these motherfuckers, they actually work for like other flight crew, kind of like, companies and shit. And I'm like, oh, the fuck did I lose here then? And then eventually, like with all that like weird introduction and whatnot, we arrive at the point where basically this woman is like showing the picture of like a uniform. And I'm like, wait a damn minute. That's not supposed to be that. That no. Was like, I was having a lot of questions because basically the uniform is kind of like, it's not the two-piece thing with like, shirt, like, long sleeve shirt and like, a jacket. No. I'm being shown this dress, like, short sleeves, kind of like, just like above the knee. Height of the end of the dress, and I'm like, okay, this is bullshit. And I get up to this woman eventually, like that's presenting everything and has like busty open day for us. And I'm like, so yeah, like and I tell her like, hi, I kind of saw that there's like long sleeve everything, and now you're showing this, like how like I was gonna be hard, like I literally have two half sleeves in my fucking arms. I mean, and she's like, oh yeah, like you can apply with us if you laser remove them. I'm like, fuck that. Like, no, thank you then. Because she was thinking that I'll go and re like, dude, I did not bloody stand around 60 hours of my life getting, nailed by nails, needles. And experiencing the pleasure of pain with being just like, penetrated, endlessly with needles in my hands. Just go and fuck that. Like, bitch, this is like, no. God damn it. Like, I love these tattoos and I do appreciate the work of artists. Like, fuck you guys. So I'm like, nah, I'm good. Thanks. Bye. So I had to get away from that. Like, I don't like that, bitch. It's like removing, fuck off. Like, I love my tattoos. It's like, it feels like Mushu just appearing on my freaking, shoulder and said, like, disrespect to your cow, to you, to your horse, to your family, like, all of that. Like, no. Like, bro, I like my tattoos. Like, never. It's like, at the back of my head, I'm like, I would never remove my tattoos. On contrary, I would add more. Like, what? What the fuck is wrong with you people? They're just weirdos. So yeah, like that's love. But I was not upset about that at all. I was like, well, actually, well, fuck you then. So after all that, I came back and I was like, crazy people, eh? And eventually, just like she got to the new part of getting literally new tech altogether, like. The laptop and the microphone basically, which was a mess because like new laptop did not work with the old microphone. That just, I don't know why. It's like this artistic looking piece of tech, kind of like denied my fancy microphone. So I had to go and just like get rid of it and get another one. So Now it's the new microphone. I don't know how good this one is, but it has a long ass cord and I like it. So I can literally in the typical ways of me recording anything, I can just walk around my fucking room and talk, which is epic. I mean, I love that. People might not that I care. But yeah, I freaking love it. It makes me feel like, like old times, 90s, 2000s, people will understand, the millennials definitely will get it. The moment when you have to just like walk around your kind of like corner of a room or room altogether with your phone with a long ass cord and then it gets tangled up and shit, that's what it feels like. So it's kind of like, it's nice. But yeah. And now so now I work in a pretty decent looking cool place, but it's messy as fuck. I mean, I'm trying to manage it as much as I can. Then eventually this upcoming week I'll be moving to a living premises that's like belongs to this company. Bitch, it's called college. Yeah, yeah. Basically, my fancy ass is working in a college, but that's like this college is like has two buildings. One is more, modernized. That's like question mark at the end of that because it's literally like I think that building was constructed somewhere in 1990s or something. And there's another building which is old ass mansion. It's fancy. It's like it makes you feel like a baroness for a moment there. Yeah, fancy. So basically, I work in the mansion. How sassy do you want to get, really? And it's pretty dope. But like over the week of me working there, I was only like a few times in the new building, and that's on Friday when I went there. Talk to people because like acquaintances and shit and research. I was there and that was the first damn time I heard school bell, bro. Cause like in mansion you don't have it. It's fucking silence. Like in that mansion in my goddamn huge ass office that's basically previously that it's not an office, bitch. Like that was like a school kind of like classroom previously. Now it's my office, like it's ridiculous. I mean, it's empty as fuck. There's like few tables there, which is like two, and a bunch of like tubas and like musical instruments were on the water stop because I found it and I'm like, bitch, I'm taking it. So yeah, and because of that, I'm like, yeah, I love it. But there's like nothing there, just like the table, the chair. I take my own laptop because like I like they offered me like their laptop and I looked at it and I was like, that's one thick ass heavy thing. And they're like, yeah, you can take it home. And I'm like, fuck that, I'm not taking that bitch home. I'd rather use mine. Mine is like lighter with that. Something kilos. Not to mention, like, if I get that laptop, I'll be worried sick for that motherfucker. Because, like, first off, I would not be carrying it around me at all. Like, I'd be worried, like, if this bitch gets weighed, if it, like, falls somewhere, stays somewhere. Like, fuck that. I'd rather like my laptop. Like, it's a dime motherfucker. So, I'm not worried when it's mine. Because, like, I know I take good care of my tech, so. Why would I, be bothered about that? But like worrying about somebody else's tech in my hands, I don't know. Too much stress that I don't need. But yeah, funny. So, with all that, yeah, like old mansion, I'm staying there, working there, staying there. Yeah, and like, they literally have like a hostel, kind of like 5 floor building with like. A bunch of students living like on different floors, but the ground floor is basically taken up by mainly professors. Funny thing is, most worker stuff, like cleaners and builders and kind of like workers, that maintenance people of the place, they stay there. And I have like one of the places that's like for the teachers, and I'm staying there. And I'm like, oh, funny, cute, but weird. And so yeah, and like I'm gonna be staying there in my own private room, which last time I went there, it had no curtains, no blinds, nothing. And I'm like, that ain't nice. I mean, I can go old, crazy and just like, catch some bones or like driftwood or like some weird twigs, don't know, antlers through the windows to freak out the people, just like some glow in the dark shit, witchy stuff. People will be avoiding it completely, I'm sure of it. But yeah, anyways. Besides that, what the hell is my work about? International relationships. No, I'm not like, it's not dating kind of based, but that would be funny if it did. This one is more like creating projects with other kind of like educational institutions and stuff, which is funny. And at the same time, I'm like, I feel like I want to like work with NGOs, and I have yet to annoy the Ministry of Education regarding this aspect of working with NGOs. But they kind of like, through my previous phone call with them, they said that I could do it, like we could do it. The college is like free to do that, to pursue it, if that's okay. And I'm like, but legal aspects. So I'm just kind of annoying them, and like for now, they're okay with my just now and again here and there like shenanigans. But hey, so from the next week, I gotta just sort out all the little details and see if I can, pull off some cool shit. At the same time, next week I have yet to have like a full-blown meeting with all the teachers, which is like 38 people staff altogether, to basically explain to them what I'm doing. I'm like, hi, because like I've met some people already, but I'd like, even though I remember their faces, I kind of remember what they teach. I don't remember their names. Like, I know what you do. I don't know your name, bro. So to me, it's kind of like when they're saying like, oh yeah, like you can contact tech support, and I'm like, why are they not written down as tech support in there? Like, what are these names? Like, I don't know these people. It's weird. So yeah. And besides that, on Wednesday, to meet all the students. It's gonna be hectic, I assume, but hey, hello, and like that's gonna be fun. Like, bitches, you better love me. Even if you don't, well, I mean, it's up to you. Like, your goddamn decisions, not mine. I'll just be here working around, so whether you like it or not, I'm gonna be here, and I'm gonna be the crazy ass auntie that's gonna be helping your ass out to get out abroad and be paid for it. So it's up to you. But yeah, the same applies to the teachers as well. So it's been like my job to send teachers and students and staff abroad for workshops, teaching events, chill stuff, whatever, all based on the government money. Yeah, how fun is that? Yeah, that includes me traveling as well. So I'm like, prospects of like where should we go? Yeah. It's like that basically. Just like picking up countries of like thinking like, so where should we go traveling this year, bro? I just hope it's not gonna bite me in the ass. But I genuinely think it's gonna be fine because like we're still making projects, co-working stuff with these countries nonetheless, and there's stuff that we have to make. Documentation, like all of that, dude, daddy da da da, like bureaucratic stuff. But nonetheless, it's there. So yeah, what else? God damn it. And I took it upon myself to translate the whole of their website. So it's a mess. I'm not gonna go too far into the, articles and whatever, because fuck it. I'll just translate the basic bitch information for the whoever gets on the website, and then they will like, what's going on? Because right now there's no translation into English language, which is sad. Look. And like, it's annoying for a reason to me, because I have to deal with international kind of like institutions and NGOs and colleges and universities. And like, for me to work with them, I need the college website to be in English, available in English, so that they know who the fuck we are. And because we don't have it, I'm frustrated. I'm like, why? Why not? And I've been told that a few years back, there was this one girl, excuse me, who started working in there. And like, they had the ideas of translating the web page into English, but they did not really get their, like, time and effort to get there. And I'm like, within 2 years, two years, and no, like, bro, do you know how to use Google Translate, for fuck's sake? Like, that's just, come on. Like, Google Translate plus Grammarly, easy. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that's just, I'm just baffled. Not to mention, these people know close to nothing regarding such things as the podcast and like tech advancements and free kind of like platforms to use. And I'm like, what the hell happened? Under which rock did you live? Like, you don't look too old, for tech, but like, goddamn. But like, at the same time, all they kind of like, I'm just genuinely, I wouldn't say worried, but as I said, flabbergasted. For the sake that they claim to be so much along with the time, so much like, oh yeah, we know stuff. And yet, when I'm asking, they don't know shit. I'm like, how come you don't know this, like, podcasting? You say like, oh yeah, everything costs money. No, it doesn't. Like, if you know how to Google shit, you can find stuff. Like, do you know how to use internet? Do you know how to search? Like, how search engines work? Quite simple, actually. Not to mention, you can learn that in freaking, Google Garage stuff. Like, that's quite easy. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And they're like, oh, but like, it's quite, it's not fucking hard, bro. Like, with your claims of knowing English profoundly enough, why can't you just like go and access free, like, stuff online to find how shit works? Easy. The fuck? Like, just, and they're all like, yeah, but like, we prefer using the local languages and like local language stuff. And I'm like, yeah, and how? Flabbergasted. Because right now, one of the biggest issues they have is that they don't have enough students enrolling. And I'm like, no shit. First off, media looks shitty. Second off, you don't produce enough, like, good looking shit to kind of like get the students interested. Like the whole website even looks like, I mean, mid 2000s, like, but it could have been better. Like, honestly, it could have been better. Not to mention, like, media could have been better. Like, photos, editing of the photos, the looks of it, like, designs, not the collages that look like they came out of like paint. Oh, there's Canva. Use Canva. Pretty damn good thing, for real. I mean, you don't have to buy bloody Photoshop. You can hack Photoshop. Like, do you not know how to use, like, uTorrents and whatnot to get, your pirated version of it, and to just get the right kind of like keys from other websites and just like smack it in, and you have it, out there working on pretty good. Like, what the fuck? Or you can just actually download it and pay for it, because like, come on, you're a new. That can be the cost of the educational institution, and you can use it as that. Come on, there's ways about it. What the fuck? Oh. So yeah, as I said. Also, they're like, they don't even comprehensively understand their own history. And I'm like, why? Like, in my neuro, I mean, I'm neuro spicy bitch. And in my neuroscience brain, I'm like, if I get to be working for some institution, I gotta know the history of the history of it. What the fuck is so, like interesting about it? What, like the evolution of the evolution of this Pokemon, and how exactly did we get to, to nowadays with the whole of it? Who we had relationships with previously, which institutions, which governmental or non-governmental or even religious institutions did we mingle with? And was it actually kind of like that kind of relationship or like that kind of relationship? I mean, like I gotta know. And it's frustrating that within a week, typically within the first week, you get all this kind of like shit ton of documents and shit ton of like, information you gotta go through, and then you know what the fuck you're dealing with. In my case, I gotta go and actually fetch it out of the concealed. Not that I have a wish to shoot someone like arrow to the knee, but like I'm inching towards it. I'm steadily getting there. And like, like fuck you guys basically. But we'll get there. It's not hard. We're gonna uplift this bitch. It needs space lifting. We're gonna get it done. Don't worry. And at the same time, they're like, oh yeah, but we need somebody to teach kind of like English or like have English club in the college. And I'm like, oh fuck. And basically, the director is like, but just don't teach the students, the naughty words, the swearing. And I'm like, oh really, you're saying that to the person that grew up in London? Are you sure? I'm like, that's just like, come on. It's like, how can I? That's, I'm just, like, I don't necessarily have to say like a lot of swearing, but sometimes when you're pissed, it kind of shows whether they like it or not, it's gonna be there. But of course, not when you speak with a person from a delegation, you have to be like all serious. But at the same time, like, do you really want to look like an ass kisser for the sake of what? Or do you want to be real with real people, Because I'd rather pick my fights. I'll put it this way. I'd rather pick my fights, but if I see that the person from delegation from abroad or wherever, if I see that this person is more kind of like open to stuff and more kind of like broad, open-minded, open, sort of kind of like, understanding from the point of view of like people swearing and shit. I mean, if that person understands it and he's okay with it, and he himself is like more open to, like freer kind of like conversation, I'd rather pick that than the person that's stiff, like, with a rod up his ass and just talking like, like a robot, like what the fuck are you up with? Like why would you do that? Like, oh yeah. So yeah. Not cool. But hopefully, like, I'm gonna tackle that bit. So besides all of that, and all the pain in my ass, that's about it as well. Like, top it off. The director is going off for the whole week abroad. Upcoming week. And throughout all this week, I decided that I'll go and create some chaos. Not necessarily chaos, but like manage to attain the translation of the fucking web page as like a minimum base. As well as get to learn, get to see and get acquainted with the students and the staff. And top it off, dig up all the freaking history of this college, get to know about it, get to know about relationships with different institutions. Because can you bloody believe it? There were so many religious studies in this college. It's ridiculous. They had orchestra, they had the writers, they had their own journal coming out from like 1930s. And I'm like, and now you have no art whatsoever. How ridiculous is that? And then you're whining that the students don't want to come in and learn in here. Yeah, because you don't like literally appreciate our enough. Yeah, so with all of that, I'm like, yeah, we'll just bring life back to this bitch. Make it interesting for the students because like that. So yeah. That's basically my tantrum throwing flabbergasted arse getting at it for like half hour with my shenanigans. But yeah, like I'm gonna nail it. I have my plans, I have it sorted, I know what to do, and I'm already working on it. I'm getting it done, and I'll see you.